Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us also on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on the gram. And real credit card questions, folks, require real people. Those that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, Rob, interesting story. We talked about it. Kyler Murray, you remember when he scrubbed his social media
clean.
Of the Cardinals. Yep. And all references to the Cardinals. And we kind of blew it off at first. And then it came out that there was beef between the two sides.
What a shocker, Chris. It's over money.
Right. And today, his agent came out with a full-blown statement. Eric Burkhart's his agent. And basically said, as you just said, Rob, in a very detailed letter, he said that they have sent a contract proposal to the Cardinals and that they want to sign a long-term deal. He wrote it in all caps And he highlighted a few parts of it in bold. Here's one of the things he highlighted in bold, Rob. Kyler absolutely wants to be your long-term QB. He desperately wants to win the Super Bowl. Actions speak louder than words in this volatile business. Kyler remains hopeful that the organization chooses to commit so that he can continue leading the Cardinals to further success and value for many years to come. Now, here's what's interesting, Rob. Well, more interesting, I should say. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, he tweeted this, Rob, that he does not expect Kyler Murray to play at all this upcoming season if he doesn't get the long-term contract extension. Wow, is all I got to say. Now, in fairness to Kyler, there are players who've gotten that deal after three seasons. And I'm going to read off some of them. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. All good with those three, right? Although I'll throw this out, Josh Allen is size is, you know, he's big. Injuries haven't been a concern with him. Patrick Mahomes obviously won an MVP and a Super Bowl in his first 3 years. And Deshaun Watson was great as well. Then here's the three more, Rob. Jared Goff.
Didn't work out.
Regret. Carson Wentz. Regret. And Ryan Tannehill, who's, you know, so-so. So here's what I ask you, Rob. You know how this works. They do not have to give him this extension. They got him locked up for several more years if they want him. Would you give him a contract extension this summer?
This is pretty easy for me. No way, no how. And it doesn't mean that I think he's a bum or he hasn't played well or anything like that, Chris. I told you before, after that playoff loss and he looked really bad, and can you win with a guy that size and the situation, it might have been overplayed. But my goodness, I need to see more. Every year he's been banged up or hurt. Every year the team has collapsed and gone the other way. They started 7-0 this past year, and everything came undone. And I can't ignore he's trying to do something that nobody his size has done, Chris. Like, really?
Right.
He's just
probably
keeping
the smallest player since Doug Flutie.
Doug Flutie didn't win anything, Chris.
No.
I mean, he went to
had a few nice little years, but yeah,
some moments, and he wound up going to the CFL, and I think he won a couple of Grey Cups.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, for what he was, he had a nice little career for a young. I don't want to belittle him.
He was a great college quarterback.
Yeah, he was awesome in college, but
exactly.
Yeah, it just didn't work out as much in the pros. He was okay.
Right. He was just okay. And I'm just not there. And, you know, the behavior, I get it. He's a young guy. He wants to get cashed out. He sees, you know, he's been banged up. He just wants, I don't blame him. I get it. Everybody wants financial security, Chris. Everybody. And he's had injuries. But I'm not doing it if I'm the Cardinals. I'm going to wait. I have you legally under contract for two more years. Right?
And then I can franchise you if I want.
Then I could franchise you, and then I'll have to pay the pipe if you play that well.
Right.
And I will be the first guy to pay you whatever it takes when the time comes. I'm going to give you – it's a different sport, Chris, but I think it is comparable. Aaron Judge has never been paid by the Yankees. Why not?
And
Chris?
That's a shame.
Okay,
to me, it's because of their rules.
Okay, no. But he hasn't got paid. But
well, he's been hurt. Yeah, he's been hurt.
He's been hurt, and have the Yankees won a World Series with Aaron Judge?
No.
Okay.
But you think if he wasn't hurt,
he would have been signed by
them? Yeah.
I'm just.
It's not because they
haven't
won.
Kyler Murray's. No, but I'm just saying it's harder when you haven't won, Chris, and it's harder when the guy. before last year, the guy couldn't stay healthy. Let's just be honest.
And to be honest,
he's a great player.
Judge is worse than Kyler in these injuries. Now, we've only seen Kyler for 3 years.
But and Judge has been hurt a ton of games,
absolutely.
Chris.
Absolutely.
After he won the Rookie of the Year, it's been the other way until last year. Right. Last year, he was great.
Well, Kyler, Rob, has played 16 games his first 2 years. And last year, he played 14 of 17. But you are right, because you said he's been injured. This year, he missed 3 games with injury or banged up. So toward the end of last year, toward the end of this year, he played, but a little banged up. Or last year, I should say, toward the end, he was banged up. He couldn't be, you know, at his full optimum level. But the bottom line is this, Rob. I'm with you. I'm sorry. There ain't no way I'm paying you right now. And like you said, I like Kyler Murray. I think he has been very good. I don't think he should have been a Pro Bowler this year. But
that was on reputation.
Yeah,
it had to be,
yeah,
Chris.
Absolutely.
I'm with you, and I get it. Because they started 7-0. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was. Because you had Stafford, who early on was playing lights out.
But Stafford was 7-1, but then he had those three bad games with all
But
the
you know, they do
sixes,
it earlier
right.
in the season, or you know, before the end of the season.
Right.
And the Pro Bowl, too. I mean, Mac Jones made the Pro Bowl this year, you know, as an alternate, but still. He'll be
all
called
pro
a Pro Bowl.
All-Pro is what it is.
So, exactly.
More so than Pro Bowl. It's about being the All-Pro.
And that
this
only
year,
happens.
This year was.
It was hard to be All-Pro.
Right. You know, it was Aaron Rodgers and Brady, right?
Yeah. It's hard to be All-Pro. But still, I'm not going to go crazy over a guy getting a Pro Bowl nod, because it happens to so many. However, he has been good, Rob. We have improved from 5 wins his rookie year to 8 wins to 11 this year. And they did make the playoffs. So I don't want beef with Kyler. I don't want to be at odds with Kyler. If I'm the Cardinals, I'm like, look, man, we love you. We do see you as our guy of the future, but we just want to wait. I mean, they are totally within their right mind. I wouldn't be thinking about it. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry, because I'm looking at Jared Goff, who led a team to the Super Bowl.
And he was an All-Pro.
Right. The offense was historically great. And now you're like, man, I wish we hadn't given him that money. Carson Wentz, who was on his way to winning MVP, Rob. And now it's like, golly. That's the thing. Like, as much pressure as we put on these young guys to show it to us right away, some of these guys may go the other way, too. Like, they may look good initially and then go the other way. And with Kyler, because of his size, because he runs the ball a lot, those are extra reasons to be concerned, right? To worry. And so, no, I wouldn't, Rob. And this is what it comes down to. And I mentioned the Pelissero tweet. I would look at that, Rob, like Ben Simmons. Like, hold up. How old is Kyler? 24 years old. He's 24 years old.
Is that what he is? Yeah.
Yeah, you've only played 3 years. You still, as good as you've been, you still got a ways to go to really establish yourself. And you're willing to sit out? That tells me you don't really love this. You know, you might like it. You're great at it. But do you love it? Rob, are you with me? If you're willing to sit out a whole season this early in your career, I got questions. And so I don't think you'll do it. If I'm a team, I'm calling your bluff. Like, do you love the game? And if you start acting funky and want to trade, I don't know if I would
go straight there that he doesn't love the game if he really feels like he's being cheated financially. Now, I don't agree with that, Chris, but I don't think it's whether he loves the game or not, or whether he feels he has the leverage at this point to make them pay him now and not like next year, or a chance of him getting seriously hurt where that could alter. He's like, I made the Pro Bowl. I was one of the three best quarterbacks, and they picked me. I got this team to the playoffs. They haven't been to the playoffs in how many years, Chris, right? A number of years.
Right.
So he's – He's trying to pile up his chips to say, look what I did. We were 7-0. We made the playoffs. I was a Pro Bowler. I did this. I had more touchdowns than I ever had before. Like, he's making his case. Pay me. So
and
I
you
think,
know what?
I think it has a lot to do with that, not whether or not he loves the game. That's all I'm saying.
And granted, he didn't say it. His agent didn't say it.
No, I know what
you're saying. So I agree. I don't mind him pushing for it.
That's what
right?
I think it is.
I think it's smart on his part. Like you said, he's done all those things you mentioned. So, yeah, why not go for it? And to be honest, and again, even I wouldn't do it if I'm the Cardinals, but you could sell it to them like, look, this will save you money. Like, if you wait a year or two, it's just going to be a bigger contract, just like with Dak Prescott. Right?
We talked about it. How long did we talk about it? Didn't we talk about that? The longer you wait, it's going to cost you more money.
But if I'm in the Cardinals position, Rob, I would be willing. I would be like, look, go out and show us what we want to see, and we will gladly pay you more money. Don't worry about that. Like, I understand by not paying you now, we are taking a risk, right?
Yep.
That we may have to pay you a lot more in the future, but I'm willing to do that if you go out and ball. Rob, I hear you. I don't mind him trying to get his money now.
Trying to seize the moment. Right. Right?
All I'm saying, the only thing I don't like is, and again, it didn't come from him, so maybe it's just Pelissero saying it, but I don't like you sitting out if you don't get paid. It's one thing if you're like at the end of your deal, right? Or, you know, you're going into your last year even. But when you got so much further to go contractually, I just think you need to play. If you don't get it, you're disappointed, but you go out and play. You go out and prove it to them. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in on Kyler Murray. If you ran the Arizona Cardinals, would you sign Kyler Murray to a big long-term contract extension now? Or would you wait, like Rob and I said? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs...
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. And we're brought to you by AutoZone, because AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free resources and free services. Getting the job done just got easier, folks. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Kyler Murray. Rob and I both like him as a player, but we're not ready to give him the huge long-term extension just yet. What are you? Your turn to weigh in.
All right. All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Alfonso in Bakersfield. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
How you doing, big time fan? Hope you guys had a good weekend.
Thank you. Yes, we did.
You
too,
thank
buddy.
You.
We appreciate you.
I just want to say maybe the Cardinals should do a counteroffer with an incentive heavy contract, since Kyler Murray said he's improved every year. And, you know, with that injury history, you want to be safe and not have that Jared Goff performance affect the contract as well, you know?
So you're saying they should do what? Like a
counteroffer, like incentive heavy contract, where
incentive,
like,
well, he's not going to take that.
Yeah, yeah. No, he want to get cashed out. He want a big deal. When you see, like, Dak Prescott made $75 million.
Unbelievable.
Last year. 75.
Unbelievable.
Was the number, Chris, when you put in the signing bonus.
Yep.
Right? And everything. Yep. So he ain't taking no incentive-based contract. He's looking at that money saying,
Nor
I want
should
some
he,
of that.
But he just might not get it right now.
Right. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate you, Matt. In St. Louis, the baseball capital of the United States, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
How's it going, guys?
We're
doing
good,
great,
brother.
Matt.
How are you?
I'm doing good. So here's my perspective. I would not pay Kyler Murray, but for probably a lot different reason than other people.
All right.
And my reasoning is he hasn't learned how to play quarterback as a short quarterback in the NFL. And so until I see him figure out that he needs to drop about 3 or 5 yards back more than the average quarterback in order to give him clear passing lanes, I would not pay him.
Well, the other thing, the thing with that is how far back can you go? I mean,
well,
you expect to go 12
back.
Yards back?
Yeah, I understand, Matt. A lot of balls get batted down at the line of scrimmage. Rob G., I don't know if he led the league quarterbacks, balls batted down.
He didn't.
He did not? What?
And Breeze is a few inches at least taller.
Taller than him, and Breeze is little.
I hear, you know, he's got stuff to work on. I don't know that he can drop five yards further back. But he has been effective. I mean, let's not act like he's been struggling. I mean, he's off to a great start. I'm just saying, I want to see more before I lock you up. That's all,
Tony in DC. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
What's up, fellas? Always a pleasure.
Yes, yep. Sir.
Follow me on this. So I wouldn't give him the contract, but like if he threatens to hold out or what have you, let's just assume everything with Deshaun Watson works out. He's found innocent. They've already made one big trade with Houston, and seeing what the Rams did this year by going all in, do you make a trade for Deshaun Watson, give up some draft picks to Houston? Kyler's a Texas guy. You bring Deshaun to Arizona. Yeah, you might get a little PR hit, but winning cures all that. And Arizona, you become even more of a contender. Just a thought, guys. Have a nice night.
We haven't seen Deshaun in a while, obviously, but I would take Deshaun Watson over Kyler. If he's found innocent, I mean, yeah, he'll still catch some of the flack, but, you know, it won't be as bad, obviously, if he's found innocent.
Right.
But I would take him over Kyler Murray. Now, Deshaun has some injury issues as well, but he's a standard size, you know, quarterback for the most part. So, all right, we got Steve DeSager in with the update, and then it's Kerry Kittles to talk NBA. Steve?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. He's a former NBA veteran, played in 2 NBA finals. Now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. It's our man, Kerry Kittles.
Kerry,
what's up, brother?
What's going on, folks? What's happening?
We are good. Let's start with the Nets. I want to get into Philly and stuff, too, but let's start with the Nets.
And the Lakers, we want to ask you as well.
And I'm being honest, and I know we talked a lot about Ben Simmons when you were on last week, but if you're a player in that locker room and you see your team getting walloped the way they are, and let's face it, I mean, you're fighting for a playoff spot now.
Yes.
Are you wondering, and you know there's nothing physically wrong, does it go through you? You know, do you think dudes could get resentful? Let's just put it that way.
No, well, actually, I just read that they said that he has soreness in his back from working out. So, listen, he hasn't played since over the summer. I'm not sure what that's all about as far as him not being ready to play right now. We heard the trade rumors now weeks before the deadline, so, and now it's been a little bit of time after the deadline. So he should be back soon, but I just think that we shouldn't necessarily push the panic button yet for the Nets. They do need to win these games, however. But Durant is coming back soon, and that's all they really need.
Okay. Let me ask you, Kerry. Last night there was an ugly scene at the, what is it called,
Crypto.com Center.
Arena.
That's going to take a while to get used to.
Kerry, it's hard for me to roll that off my tongue. But I'm sure you saw where LeBron and Ariza and Westbrook are chirping back at the crowd. Mm-hmm. Telling them, calling them the B word, and they don't know anything about basketball because the boo birds were out. I think fans have a right to boo when they get a bad performance. Not racial, not hateful language, but the right to boo. Where are you on this? And should players have to keep their cool or think about keeping their cool when they're attacking fans? Verbally?
Yeah, no question. I agree with you. I think fans definitely have the right to boo. That's just part of the basketball experience, right? We've seen it in college, you know, high school even, right? They're booing you. So
right.
I don't think it was the booing, I think, necessarily bothered those players. I think it was the other chatter that we weren't privy to. And I'm sure, like, you know, savvy veterans like LeBron and Trevor Ariza, they've heard it all, right? But I think nowadays, what we're seeing is players are not allowing fans to cross the lines. And hopefully we don't see any crazy incidents like we saw in the past where players are leaving the court. But they're going to give back to fans whatever they're saying as they're crossing lines, saying certain things that are, you know, derogatory. We don't know what the fan told LeBron for LeBron to have that long conversation about trying to educate the fan on what he knows and doesn't know about the game of basketball. I mean, come on, LeBron. Nobody's getting into that with you. We know you are. We know you know about the game. But yeah, we're finding the Lakers really frustrated with having this season that no one anticipated, right? We would have never guessed that they would play the way they played this year. But it's very unfortunate for the Lakers.
But let me ask you this, Kerry. You're right. I don't think anybody would think it would be this bad. But Chris, me, I don't know, a lot of other NBA people are like, the Westbrook, it doesn't fit. The team's too old. Who's going to play defense? Those were real concerns going into this season. And where were you on the Lakers when they put this roster together?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I didn't think. I thought it would be one of those miracle achievements for LeBron, like what he did in his earlier years in Cleveland when he was taking guys. Besides Big Z, who was on those teams when he went to the finals against the Spurs? No one knows, right?
Right.
And so I would have thought that if they would have advanced out of the West or even gotten deep in the West with this roster, coming, this aging roster, I thought it would have been a hell of an achievement for LeBron to be able to do. But look, in all honesty, Anthony Davis hasn't really been healthy.
Right.
All season he's had a stretch or two where he's played games, but for the most part, the second best player, you know, younger legs, he hasn't been the same. And so that's a big, you know, dealt blow for the Lakers to overcome, not having that 26 points a game, you know, 10 rebounds. He hasn't been able to be in the lineup.
Kerry, I was down on James Harden before this trade and after the trade too, just because of the way he clearly quit on the Nets. Second team to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude can ball.
Yep.
I mean, straight up can ball. And we saw it last year with the Nets. We saw it these first two games with Philly. I'm to the point, and I know it's only two games, but he and Embiid seem to fit together seamlessly, which everybody didn't think they would necessarily. I'm to the point now where I'm with Harden. I'm like, okay, this is going to come down to what he does in the big games. Because they're great, and he's been great in the regular season.
We've seen that.
But
right.
Now I want to see, can I count on him? Because I thought the one thing he had with the Nets was he had Durant and Kyrie to kind of take the big shots and make – they were going to get 25-plus
yes.
in the big games. He didn't have to necessarily. Now he does have to be right there with Embiid, getting a ton of points and maybe taking the last shot. So – where are you at on Harden? I mean, again, they look tremendous these first two games. Where are you at on him in Philly?
Listen, Harden is, I mean, he is an elite scorer. I mean, he really is. I mean, there's no question. I didn't know he was that good of a scorer until I saw when we went down to Houston and saw him for a few years down there just
right.
destroying the league. And so, but when I say that, I mean, it doesn't matter which team or uniform he's wearing, he's going to get his numbers. He's just that talented offensively. He has a ball in his hands the entire game. I mean, he's always coming back for the ball. They get a long rebound, he's coming back for the ball because
right.
he wants it. And he makes, for the most part, he makes really good decisions. And when he's playing with a big who can pick and pop or who can roll and catch those passes, you know, lobs or drop-off passes, he's just that much more deadly. So that 1-2 punch is going to be tough to stop. However, when he gives the ball up, you're going to have to rely on Maxey. You're going to have to rely on Tobias Harris to make plays when they make him skip the ball, which happens in the playoffs. They're not going to allow Harden to come off
right.
that pick and roll and to dominate the entire. They're going to say, okay, pass the ball back to Tobias Harris and Maxey and others. Can those guys make the plays necessary to help the Sixers advance? I don't think that they can. I think because
okay.
they're out of rhythm. You know, he has the ball 80% of the time, and the other 20 is with Embiid. And the other guys, just, I mean, Maxey can probably play well because that's what he's about. But Tobias Harris is in a funk, and I don't know how he's going to get out that funk.
Let me ask you this, too, about the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, the Nets surprised them, you know, shorthanded. Kyrie played great. But the Bucks this year coming off the championship, what do you make of them? Chris brought up a stat on their winning percentage. Chris, what did you have, 59% of their games?
Yeah.
Which is one of the lowest.
In the last 25 years, every team that repeated won at least 68% of their games.
And they're at 58.
And mostly, most of them were well over 70%. So, like, we could talk about them coasting, but this is beyond what any other champion
has
done.
Yeah, what do you make of the Bucks this year?
Well, when's the last time a team repeated?
Well, it was Kobe and them, and Powell, and then LeBron and Wade.
Okay.
And I think there was one. Were
it
they the last
happen
ones?
That right. Yeah.
It's
the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
The Warriors
repeating
with KD.
Hard,
the Warriors
right.
with KD.
Repeating is hard. They've had their hardships. And look, you know, they you don't, you should, I mean, look, if you're trying to repeat, you keep everyone back, especially your glue guys. And you're going to let P.J. Tucker walk and go to Miami? Like, no. He's a glue guy. I mean, a lot right. of perimeter scorers across the league just don't want to see PJ. For whatever reason, he gets under their skin. Right. He's a Bruce Bowen-type player, modern player, who makes corner shots and guards, all perimeter players. And they let him walk, and then their perimeter guys have just been rotational between Matthews and DiVincenzo got traded, I mean, and Pat Collins. And, I mean, and you know, it's just a rotating thing. But then you have Bobby Portis, right, who 30 points last night, 8 threes.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to repeat. Honestly, I don't think that they have what it takes to repeat. It takes a really collective effort, sustained, right, where you really feel like you're that much better than other teams in the East. And, I mean, listen, the Nets have 22 games, 21 games. Durant comes back this week. I they're still my favorite.
And quickly, like 30 seconds, we assume Kyrie's going to be back playing home games soon. That must factor into your prediction.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Kyrie back in the lineup. We saw what he did on Saturday. He's motivated. I heard they sat down as a group and wrote out their goals. Now they're that much more disciplined with what they have to work towards. You know, depending on when Ben Simmons gets into the lineup, I think even with KD and Kyrie out there with those guys, it just eases the pressure on the role players that don't have to do too much. Right now in this game, they have 12, 13 turnovers in the first half because there's no facilitator out there. So I think Kyrie comes back for these home games and settle things down. They hold home court the rest of the way in the regular season. And then Ben Simmons can get himself into basketball shape. I'm telling you, the Nets, you don't want to see those guys. They have shooters. They have bodies now for bigs.
I don't know when. I'm wondering about Ben now. We'll see. He got the back soreness, but we'll see. All right, Kerry. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Kerry.
It, guys. Thank you.
Yep. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified? Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, competition, it is always on, folks. Whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest names are even bigger in Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Speaking of Las Vegas, this April 28th through the 30th, Vegas will be hosting the 2022 Draft, an event that will be unlike any other with unparalleled energy and excitement that only the greatest arena on earth can deliver. The best part is, now through March 13th, we're giving away a trip for two to be a part of the energy and the excitement. That's right. You and the lucky person of your choosing can win a trip to Las Vegas during draft weekend, April 28th through the 30th. The prize package includes round-trip airfare to Vegas, a hotel stay on the Strip, access to Fox Sports Radio's draft broadcast, and more. To enter and get rules, visit foxsportsradio.com. That's foxsportsradio.com to win a trip to Vegas during draft weekend. All right. That's a mouthful, but it's a good one. You definitely want to check it out. Go to foxsportsradio.com and see if you can get to Vegas. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Before we get into the segment, though, round of applause for Chris Broussard, who got through like a 60-second read in 90 seconds. It was just tremendous.
One take, baby.
I thought, don't
give me no applause for that. That's Tuesday.
That's a day of the week.
I mean, come on.
Rob, I was going to ask you. I didn't know we had 2-minute commercials on the show.
It would have taken Rob like 2 days to get through that read.
What you trying to say?
It's all right. We'll be getting that all week, so Chris will have plenty of time to stumble through that one.
See, now you look at you trying to plant that seed of doubt in my mind.
We can't all be one take Parker, right?
I'm one take Parker. You think all the production people, that's what they call me.
That is what they call you.
Yes.
We have a great editing staff.
My ex-wife called me that, too.
Oh, no, Rob. You're killing me.
TMI, Rob.
Good thing you signed that contract, all I'm going to say. Yeah, all right, here we go. I got seven stories. They all sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to Chris and Rob to tell me if the sources are good or if the sources are bad. So let's get to it. Story number one. My sources say that soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo took an outdoor shower earlier this week, put it on his Instagram Live as he was doing it. He wasn't fully nude. He had underwear on, but he was an outdoor shower. And over a million people tuned in to watch him on Instagram Live.
Wow.
Rob Parker, my source is good.
I'm going to say that sounds so creepy and weird. You know why most people tuned out of it? Is because when they saw him in his underwear, they were brown in the back and yellow in the front.
Oh, jeez. No,
okay. All right, I'm going to say
what are
no.
you, like 13? I mean, golly.
I'm going to say no, they did not watch him shower in underwear.
I think so. I'm going to say yes, it's true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
You just totally made that up.
No, people did tune in, but it was only 670,000.
Okay.
Oh, so that's awesome. Only 670,000. Right. Just to watch him shower.
But a million to watch him shower in underwear? Wow.
Well, speaking of physique, story number two, my sources say that James Harden's personal trainer let it slip on his Instagram story following his impressive game against the Knicks yesterday that James has dropped 18 pounds since the trade was finalized from Brooklyn, which is why he looks so svelte and is tearing it up.
How did he lose 18 pounds that quickly?
That doesn't even seem possible.
Chris, my source is good.
He had on a fat man suit in Brooklyn.
I will say this. I noticed that in the game. I was like, I don't know if it's the Sixers uniforms or what, but man, he looks slimmer. But 18 pounds, this is such a crazy question. It's probably true, but I'm going to say false because I just don't think that's possible for a healthy basketball player. So I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
What is it?
Can you imagine if his trainer really did do that, though, and say, yeah, man, ever since he got traded, he finally took it serious and lost weight?
18 pounds. Did he lose any? None of that. Well, the whole thing up?
I'm sure he did lose weight, but there's no way his trainer would put that out publicly that he finally got back in shape after he got out of Brooklyn. That would just be a bad look for everybody. All right, here we go. Story number three. My sources say that Gary Payton, former Laker Gary Payton, he also played with the Heat and the Sonics back in the day.
What did they call him? The Mittens? Oh, right?
The glove.
The mitten.
His son, they were calling his son the Mitten.
Yeah.
And he didn't like it.
No,
I wouldn't like the mitten.
Because the mitten is like for kids, right?
Yeah, no, it couldn't be the mitten. You're like, no. That's a good nickname.
He said in a podcast interview earlier this week that one thing he did to haze rookies back in the day was he would steal their underwear from the locker room and force them to go, you know, open season throughout the rest of the day. Rob Parker, my source is good.
God. Shower Nate in underwear, taking underwear.
There's a theme here.
I'm going to say true.
I do think that's true.
Bro.
I think
we're at destined end in a tie. We only got 15 seconds left.
We got one more?
19?
We got 15
seconds left. What am I going to say quickly?
It's not time.
The bongos. Alex, hit the bongos.
No, don't do that. He didn't win.
I mean, it's the default.
You're unbelievable.
Don't
you
want to
win on your own merit? What is this, welfare? What are you doing?
Real talk.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.